Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one AI was asked to make an alphabet parade, and look at the wonderful, hideous-looking people it created. Looks like AI knows and it has a sense of humor. I've also never taken anything to make myself hallucinate before, but this is what I'd imagine people would look like if I did. But seriously, these individuals look like they have mental illness on steroids. Either that or it's just an AI-generated image of the Minnesota State Fair, where many women look exactly like that. Moving on, we have a real brainiac. This 23-year-old student tattoos the letter L on her left hand and R on her right hand, as a permanent reminder of which hand is which. I'll bet you $10,000 that she votes for the left. And yes, these are the girls whose stolen loans we're actually paying for. Something tells me, though, she shouldn't bring up this fact at any future job interviews. But I don't think it matters because she'll probably be a DEI hire anyway. I just hope she remembers what the L and R stand for. Number three is a woman saying that many girls consent to sex outside of marriage because they believe that sex is the price of love. And she sounds pissed that many guys are okay with women paying that price while they have zero intention of loving them. But this is the same as many women marrying guys and have zero intentions of loving them and just want beta bucks, commitment, and attention. It's also robbery of so many things. Up next, would you do this Gen Z with yoga pants? I must admit I'd love to shellack that moose knuckle with my schwing schwang. I think we all would, but I don't think we'd actually want her to talk during it. She's got the right type of body, but just the wrong type of boss babe attitude. Well, at least from all that equipment on display, we know she's not a male in disguise, unless the plastic surgeons can now create beautiful camel toes. Number 5, the South Africanization of America continues. This woman on her Arizona college campus was randomly attacked by a classmate that thought that she was an easy target. Whites will probably abandon American cities the way they did in South Africa, where they built their own gated and heavily armed communities. This is the world the Democrats want to create with their policies. The woman that attacked her was probably just jealous because with no amount of equity would she look as good as that white girl. Moving on, here's the difference between a doctor making $174,000 and a member of Congress making the same. One works in a public service while the other is a corrupt public servant. And you just know that the IRS is more likely to audit the doctors instead of the politicians. Regardless, finally someone gives me a good reason as to why so many women work for the government these days. But seriously though, most doctors make closer to $300,000 a year. Number 7, a man gives his parents a portrait of Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi for Christmas, and his mother hangs it up thinking it's Jesus. Looks like some boomers be retarded. Some would say that Obi-Wan has many of the same powers except for resurrection. Actually, come to think of it, the resemblance is uncanny. All that's missing are the blue eyes and halo behind his head. Up next, a judge says that a controversial woman-only art exhibit is perfectly legal. But I'm sure that if men organized a man-only art exhibit, that would be illegal. Feminists would cry about being oppressed and toxic masculinity and such. Men should make an identical organization and request they get the same judge when women complain about it. The double standards are crazy. We men aren't even allowed to have our own spaces. Number 9, would you prefer to live in the future or the past? I prefer the past, because I enjoy driving trucks that have high clearance and aren't limited in range due to a battery, with actual towing capacity. If somehow we could put the Cybertruck interior into a Ford truck, that would be ideal. Also, is it just me, or does that Ford truck look like something that Colonel Sanders used to drive? That looks like the best truck that Ford has ever built, and it was downhill from there. Moving on, BlackRock's Bitcoin holdings rise to $24 billion. I'm sure it's nothing and just a Ponzi scheme that'll crash and burn at some point. Better to buy Beanie Babies and gold-plated chocolates. Everyone is telling me to cash in my virtual Bitcoin funny money to buy government money instead. Wake up, people. Even BlackRock is de-dollarizing. People keep screaming about CBDCs. What they don't realize is that Bitcoin may actually be the CBDC. Number 11, the number of females being arrested is surging faster than men being arrested. Women are now more likely to be violent and commit sex crimes than men are. But in the UK, in its infinite wisdom, it wants to cut down the number of females in prison. The truth is the UK wants to keep criminals on the streets because they're releasing hundreds of them by so-called accidents. I also wonder what percentage of these women are just men pretending to be women. Up next, also in the UK, the Socialist Labour government has decided to raise university tuition fees, even though they promised to get rid of them altogether. Now they're saying the education system is unsustainable. They were supposed to help the people, but now they're just making the universities wealthier than they are. Voting for the left or the right doesn't mean anything anymore. Both sides are out to screw over the common folk. Number 13, which controller did you start off with? I started off with the Sega Master System. Where's the controller for you? It's probably in the same place they put the Commodore 64. ColecoVision also seems to be missing from this too, as well as the Sega Game Gear and Game Boy. The Master System sucks, so I returned it to the store and got the Nintendo instead. And that was the right choice, with Legend of Zelda, Mario 2, and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out being my first three games. Moving on, is the attractiveness scale based solely on looks? Most men would go after a 4, i.e. the fat uncanny comedian that's pissed off because she was supposed to be Barbie but they canceled her film. What this leaves off is that women are also attracted to status and resources. And for the female side, it forgets to include that men are attracted to women that are agreeable and pleasant to be around. Number 15, this corn actress and single mother was told to suffer the consequences as men told her she's a fun date, but that they don't want to date her because of her spicy content. Again, this Daily Mail article is supposed to make Sims feel sorry for her, so they go and subscribe to her Lonely Fools account. I wouldn't be surprised if one of the main sources of revenue for the Daily Mail these days is women on Lonely Fools paying them to make stories like this as a form of advertising. I'm so sick and tired of this predictable strategy. Up next, after Me Too, false accusations and the gynocentric court system was introduced, men predictably decided to opt out of marriage. Now the gynocrats are doubling down, shaming and blaming men calling us cowards for refusing to get married. Sorry, ladies, but the real men won't come back anytime soon, or ever for that matter. The game is unwinnable, and we won't be heading back to the cooch casino. Number 17, here's what it's like on modern-day dating sites. You get asked about your height by a woman that's wider than you are tall. People say that dating sites are for losers. Then I guess our whole society is filled with losers because 60% of relationships these days start on them. Unfortunately for most men, Jabba the Sluts like this one will never give us obvious photos like this. They'll just crop their heads on those platforms and try and catfish us. Moving on, we have Angela, that possible troll extraordinaire. She says, imagine being 42, child-free, and without a care in the world. And that's what the right hates. This again may be her motto of cocktails before kids, which is a new bold liberal way. She's just on here looking for as much attention as she could get. She used to be hot. Now she's not. The right doesn't hate this. They feel bad for her and wish that she had a man so he would convince her to vote for Republicans. Number 19 is Rob Schneider saying that 70% of the wealth in America is owned by the Democrats, and he realizes that the party of the people is now the Republican Party. But Trump and Musk are also rich, and it doesn't matter who gets voted in, because the wealth inequality will continue to get worse and worse. If you still don't like him, then this might change your mind. His daughter is still pissed off at him for sending her to fat camp as a child. What is she complaining about, though? She didn't end up being a fat, chunky person thanks to him. Up next is Elliot Page at the Liverpool Comic Con. Looks like she was so obsessed with Justin Bieber that she tried to be Bieber. I bet the main reason she became a he was so that P. Diddy would be into her. Also, isn't it a total downgrade in status if you're going to conventions? I guess his book isn't selling all that well, and there are no acting jobs after the Umbrella Academy ended. Now he just looks like a Nickelodeon character during one of those troubled teen episodes. Number 21, this failed terrorist in the UK was sentenced to 33 years, but was freed only after half that time. 17 years for attempting to end dozens of people. I've said before, the criminals are the victims, and now the victims are the criminals. And that the British government hates their own people. I'm sure he's all better now and will rejoin society as a doctor engineer. With proper education, he'll probably succeed the second time. Moving on, Eileen Perez, her opponent submitted to her and she twerked over her. Is this the female version of teabagging? Because this is her finishing move like we see in Mortal Kombat. First we had that Canadian woman at the Olympics twerking for victory. And now we have this. I think this is going to be a trend. I think this just displays poor sportsmanship and unfortunately, it's going to be socially acceptable in the future. I used to do something similar to this on Halo all the time. Number 23, remember guys, only 1 in 4 men are actually happy. The rest are slowly being nagged to death by their partners. Be the one at the bottom right. Be the autistic Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fan hiding in your tent of nostalgia. But I think one needs to seek out greatness and not happiness. And that means that none of these 4 men are actually great. Up next, the 16-year-old incel is constantly stressed about his receding hairline. 16 years old, and he's already doomed when it comes to the ladies. He should either shave it like Lex Luthor, or pay for hair transplants. Maybe also grow a beard and lift. If that's not his thing, maybe he should do the whole Trump swirl or something. If he's skinny and broke, then maybe bald is not his biggest issue to solve. Number 25 and the last one, this woman is 63, but is delusional thinking that she's aging backwards, and believes that people still think she's in her 20s. Why do women lie to themselves like this? Is it denial, or do they know they just look awful, and are just trying to say something outrageous to get attention and a response? She looks like the queen of the leftover women. The people telling her that are blind, crazy, or just being nice. Maybe she means that she was born in the 1920s. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.